And those jobs numbers come in the same week that we heard the U.S. economy had shrunk for the first time in more than 3 years. Much of the slowdown in the last quarter of 2012 was because of a big, unexpected drop in military spending. And looking ahead, military spending is likely to fall even further. NPR's Tom Bowman has that story.
Kevin Graybeal sits in a coffee shop outside Baltimore. He's busy working his phone. Graybeal sells components for electronic systems. His buyers, big defense contractors like Northrop Grumman, which has offices just down the road. This past year, he's seen some of his contracts drop 50%. Others have gone away.
I see it as companies just bracing for what's going to come and doing their best to plan. It's in such an uncertain environment. You know, you think 10 years ago people were coming out with 5 and 10 year plans, and right now no one knows what to do 6 months from now.
Or 1 month from now. Automatic Pentagon spending cuts will begin in March unless Congress comes up with a way to stop them. What it means is that the military will face another almost $50 billion in cuts this year alone. That means more of Kevin Graybeal's contracts could go away. There's more. Military pilots might be told to stop training. Ship repairs might be put on hold. Pentagon civilian employees are being told to expect furloughs. Uniformed personnel are exempt. Todd Harrison is a defense analyst with the Center for Strategic and Budgetary Assessments.
Every activity within the Department of Defense will have to be cut by the same percentage. It'll be about a 9% cut off of every account.
So how do you cut 10% of a Joint Strike Fighter?
Well, you cut back. Instead of buying 29 of them this year, we might just buy 26 or maybe even 25. In some cases, that means that they may have to go back and break contracts.
Harrison and other analysts say those across-the-board spending cuts are likely to go into effect, but maybe just for a short time, perhaps a month or so.
If it only stays into effect for a month, that won't even be enough time for the furloughs to kick in.
But even if the automatic cuts don't happen or last long, Congress is looking at cutting the deficit, and the Pentagon is still a big target.
There's little doubt that if the two parties can agree on a formula for deficit reduction, a significant amount of the savings are going to come from the Pentagon.
Lauren Thompson is a defense analyst with the Lexington Institute.
And that will have an impact on defense workers and the broader economy.
Thompson and others predict the cuts won't be $50 billion, but maybe half of that each year for the next decade. So where does the Pentagon find those savings? Gordon Adams was a defense budget analyst in the Clinton White House. Adams says with the war in Afghanistan winding down, the Pentagon can save money on things like maintenance. There's no rush to repair armored vehicles, for example.
How fast do we put things through the depot? How much training do we do, and how frequently and with whom? Now, how much are we going to lay in stocks of fuel supplies?
And with little appetite for another ground war, some analysts say there could be more cuts in the Army and Marine Corps, along with fewer armored vehicles. The new strategic focus is on Asia and the Pacific. That means there will be winners and losers in the defense industry.
Things like your aircraft systems, your shipbuilding, I think they will probably fare well.
Again, Todd Harrison.
Other parts of the industry, though, that build ground vehicles, tanks, I think that they're likely to get hurt disproportionately.
Not just yet. Salesman Kevin Graybeal might be hurting, but Northrop Grumman is predicting strong profits for this year. Tom Bowman, NPR News, Washington.